Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 51, Anime Episode 43. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 43?
The title of Episode 43 was The End of the Merman Empire. A little bit of a spoiler there. Nami is my Nakama. And so we pick up with, from where we ended, with Luffy on the floor of the map room, sitting on the floor, and Arlong has come through the hole in the wall and is talking all about his evil plans for Nami. And while he's talking about how he will, you know, never let Nami go, she's too valuable to him, Luffy finds a pen that obviously Nami used to make maps, and the pen has some blood on it. Luffy is, you know, thinking very deeply, and Arlong rests the Kiribati on Luffy's shoulder around his neck, but Luffy just rests his hand on it, and Arlong finds that he can't move it, that Luffy's grip is too strong, and then Luffy's anger builds, and his hand shatters the blade. And outside, Nami and the villagers are worrying for Luffy, while inside, Arlong says that Nami will always be well cared for, but she will forever be his tool, his Nakama. And angrily, Luffy kicks Nami's map-making desk right through the wall, and it falls, you know, through the air outside. And Johnny and Yosaku are relieved that it's not Nami falling, but they're, you know, bickering about it. And Nami is focused on her falling desk and what that represents to her as Luffy keeps kicking all the furniture through the wall. And Nami's watching another desk fall, and she's remembering. And we get to a quick flashback of little Nami's introduction to the map room. And then in the present, Luffy is leaping around the room, and Arlong is swinging the Kiribati. He's trying to stop him, but he's only succeeding in destroying some of his precious sea maps. And we get another flashback to Arlong slapping little Nami right out of her chair for wasting time, because he sees that instead of a map, she's drawn from memory a picture of Bellemere. And Arlong threatens to kill more of the people she loves if she does not obey him. And then we're back in the present, and Arlong is smashing Luffy into a wall. It took Nami 8 years to draw those maps, and Luffy is, you know, wrecking the place. And outside, Johnny and Yosaku say that they must be fighting to the death in there. And everyone stands in silent awe of Luffy's bravery, especially Nami, whose eyes well with tears as she whispers, "Thank you." And in the map room, Arlong has his teeth in Luffy's rubber neck. He says, "You've gone too far, you rubber bastard." But Luffy grasps Arlong's shark nose with both hands. And Luffy says he may not understand everything that's going on here, but now he knows what he has to do to save Nami. And as Luffy actually breaks Arlong's nose, forcing him back to the floor, Monkey D. Luffy snarls, "It's this room. It can't be allowed to exist. I'll destroy it all. Gomo gomo no." And he shoots his foot up all the way through the roof, the temple roof, the legs stretching way up into the sky. But Arlong can't allow Arlong Park to be destroyed, and he shouts, "Shark on Haguruma, or maybe shark on gear. And he spins himself like a whirling gear of shark's teeth at Luffy. Luffy finishes his attack call of, "Oh no!" And his foot comes flying back down, tearing through the roof and slamming Arlong into the floor. And Luffy's foot and leg pierce every floor of Arlong Park, and the temple walls crack. And Luffy retracts his foot as the great shark mast and flag of the Arlong Pirates crashes from the top of Arlong Park into the courtyard. And Arlong lies unconscious at the bottom of the hole that Luffy had punched. And Luffy catches his breath, and he realizes that the whole superstructure of the temple is now unstable, and the villagers flee as the temple starts to collapse, all except Nami, who you know, shouts that Luffy is still in there. And Arlong Park completely collapses. Genzo, Nojiko, and Sanji burst from the rising waters they've fallen into to witness the destruction. And Zoro continues to sleep through the whole thing until a block of stone gets shaken off of the you know, monument he's on, and it falls right on top of him and wakes him up. He's like, oh, what the hell? And everyone grieves as they stare at the destroyed ruins. And then, as beams of sunlight break through the clouds, there's an explosion of debris atop the wrecked temple, and Luffy rises. And Johnny and Yosaku say, Aniki! Luffy's exhausted, he's wounded, but he draws a deep breath and shouts, Nami! You are my nakama! And it now dawns on the villagers that they have won the day. Sanji tries to hug Nojiko in the water, but he misses and he falls into the sea because she's hugging Genzo. And the villagers catch and hurl Luffy joyously up into the air again and again. And Usopp is dancing around. He shouts that Luffy deserves the praise, but if he'd let Usopp have some, he'd really appreciate it. The villagers drop Luffy accidentally, but he laughs as Nami puts his straw hat back on his head, and they high-five, laughing. And then suddenly, the Marines, led by that mousy Captain Nozomi, arrive. And Nozomi says he can't believe these silly people defeated the Arlong Pirates. But now, of course, he's here to claim all the riches and Arlong's bounty. But then Zoro grabs Nozomi from behind and says, don't spoil the mood when people are trying to celebrate. And in short order, the Marines are clobbered and end up bloodied, bruised, and in a pile. And Nozomi says that if they hit him just one more time, but Nami kneels with her staff and tells him this is for Nojiko and for messing up Bellamere's Grove. And she cracks him so hard with a staff that he flies into the sea. And Nojiko thanks Nami. That was satisfying. And then as Nozomi hauls himself from the water, Nami grabs him by his whisker mustache and tells him, you know, that the Marines will now clean up this mess. And they will help rebuild Gosa Village. And they will not touch the slightest bit of the Merman's riches. And Nozomi painfully agrees to this. One more thing, Nami says, give me back my money! And Nozomi insists that he will. But he squirms away, swims away, and then he shouts that he will get back at that Monkey D. Luffy. Mark my words! And he swims off, the coward. But while Usopp worries about them becoming notorious after this, you know, stuff that Nozomi's been shouting, the villagers run to spread the good news around the island. Genzo says, who would have thought we'd be saved by pirates? What's the world coming to? And as he flashes through the greatest hits of the adventure of, you know, this past few episodes, the doctor says that at long last, Bellamere's soul can ascend to heaven and rest in peace. So later, at the 16th Marine Base, which I can't believe it is capped by, yes, a mouse head, Nozomi is reporting Luffy to headquarters using one of those cool snail phone things. And he reports that Luffy and his four accomplices are all enemies of the government. And Nozomi wants to place a heavy bounty on Straw Hat Luffy. And he sends a picture through their fax. And the picture is of Luffy with a big smile. To be continued.
Who is Gin? Or Genzo? Or Gensan?
Who is Nojiko?
So on screen left, we have Genzo, or Gensan, the local law for Kokoyashi Village, wearing his customary law enforcement officer outfit, you know, the brown shirt with gold shoulder epaulets, and he's not wearing currently his uniform cap, which, as we know, is capped by a pinwheel. But he does have his black mustache and hair, black hair, and he is crisscrossed by all the scars from his earlier battle with the merman some time ago. And to his to screen right of Genso is Nochiko, the foster sister of Nami. And Nochiko has her blue hair with her pinkish purplish red ribbon to hold back her hair. She's got her yellow top and blue jean pants, and she's currently pretty bandaged up on her shoulder, her right shoulder, from where she was shot in an earlier episode by Commander Nozomi. So she's got a little bit of blood there. And of course, she has a number of tattoos on her shoulder and clavicle, that most of them are being covered up by the bandage right now.
Who is Marine Commander Nozomi?
This is Commander Nozomi of the 16th Battalion of the Marines. He has his Marine Commander's uniform with a high collar and the shoulder epaulets. It says Marine across his cap. He also has these funny mouse ears on his cap, which apparently have some significance to the 16th Battalion, based on what we saw of the headquarters. Nozomi also bears a little bit of a resemblance to a mouse himself, with some mousy, mustachey whiskers and his little goatee.
Who is Arlong?
This is the defeated Arlong, leader of the Arlong Pirates. He is a merman. He is very powerful, gray-skinned, with shark teeth and a shark fin on his back and a big shark pointy nose. He has a sun tattoo on his chest and likes to wear Hawaiian shirts. But right now, he's also covered in blood because this represents the defeat of Arlong.
Who is Hachi or Hachan?
This is Hachim or Hachi, the octopus man, the merman, one of Arlong's crew. Hachi, we're seeing him here from the back. You can see on each of his six arms, he has tentacles, squid suckers. He likes to wear his red and gold bathing suit, and he's got his sort of starfish hairstyle with some of the points chopped off from his fight with Zoro. And he's got sort of a reddish or orangish kind of fuzzy collar.
Who is Kurobi?
This is Kurobi, another one of the mermen in service of Arlong. Kurobi is a very, very big, powerful merman with huge muscles and wears sort of a dark karate gi type outfit. Has black hair with a long, long braid behind him. And of course, his arms, which you can't see here, have sort of a bony flying fish configuration to them. But as you can see, he has taken a ton of damage because this is also the demise of Kurobi.
Who is Chu?
And this poor, almost unrecognizable fellow is formerly known as Chu. One of the mermen. He typically is a very powerful looking guy with greenish blue skin, sort of a muzzle, fishy kind of lips, almost like a Mick Jagger look, and blonde hair. But currently he has all kinds of horrible bumps and warts and bruises all over him because he's had the heck beat out of him by Usopp Hammer. And he is down for the count.
What was the setting in this episode?
Episode 43 took place primarily in Arlong Park, both inside and outside, the ruined courtyard, all the way up to the very roof, and inside to the map room, Nami's map room, where we got to see Luffy destroying furniture and Arlong chasing Luffy and destroying Nami sea maps in the process. We also had brief moments in the water around Arlong Park, and there were a number of flashbacks in this episode. Flashbacks, they were brief, but we got to see pretty much a replay of many of the settings that we've seen in the previous episodes on this island related to places like Kokoyashi Village.
What were the special moves for this episode?
The two special moves or named attacks featured in this episode were one from Arlong, which he called Shark on Gear, or Shark on Haguruma, which was basically him opening his jaws and spinning like a gear so that the teeth go round and round and round and launching himself at Luffy. But Luffy was able to deflect and defeat this with Gomo Gomo no Ono, in which he stretched his leg all the way up to the sky and then smashed it all the way down through the roof and through into Arlong, and smashing Arlong all the way to the bottom level of the temple.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm glad to see the people of Kokoyashi Village freed at last from the iron boot of Arlong. But I would like to see that Nezumi get in more trouble too, because he annoys me.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 43. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!